Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from John chapter 1. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." This is the text. We've entered into the season of Epiphany. And Epiphany is when that which was once hidden is revealed. All throughout this season, we see how Christ is revealed to the world. He was revealed to the wise men by the star of Bethlehem. Last week, we saw how he was revealed at his baptism by the words of John the Baptist, by the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove, and by God the Father thundering down his words from heaven, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Later this season, we will see Jesus reveal his power through miracles of healing. However, this week and next week, we see how Jesus is revealed in a way that it's more than just a story about something that God did for someone else. Jesus calls his disciples. At this point, Jesus has already spent a day with Andrew, who tells his brother, Simon Peter, "We have found the Messiah." The next day, that's where we pick up in our gospel reading, Jesus goes to Galilee and says to Philip, who was from the same town as Peter and Andrew, he says, "Follow me." I hear it all the time, you know, why can't we get a direct message from God? Why can't God speak to me like he did to Samuel, we heard in our Old Testament reading? He doesn't speak to you that way. He didn't speak to most everybody back in those days. Even in Samuel's day, it said that it was infrequent that even the prophets had visions back in that time period. It was never the normal way in which God approached his people to have a direct revelation to his people. As is said so eloquently in the letter to the Hebrews, in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When God needed to speak to his people, he spoke through the prophets. And the people were to listen to them. I find it interesting when you read scripture, when God really wanted to get their attention, when he really wanted to demonstrate that there is a fundamental change in store for his people, not only did his prophets speak, but there was a meal. Passover, Mount Sinai. Your New Testament, you have the disciples on the road to Emmaus. The disciples in the upper room, Easter evening. In all those cases, there's a meal. I didn't even mention the Last Supper. Usually we think, well, that's the one meal. There's meals all throughout Scripture. Whenever there is a real fundamental thing happening, it's still true that when God really wants to get our attention, when he has a life-changing moment in store for his people, there's a meal. We are privileged to gather for a meal with God as he comes to us each week. Because there is a fundamental change that has taken place in our lives. And we are privileged to intimately participate in the body and blood of the Son of God. God deals with you and me in a very similar way to how he dealt with the people of old. The word of God is proclaimed with a human voice, even though this one is struggling tonight. But God makes his presence known, not only through his word, spoken by someone, a human, but he reveals his will and reveals himself in a meal. That's how he always dealt with his people throughout Scripture. Whether you're talking Old Testament, New Testament, life in the church today is not lacking from what they knew. That's how God always chose to operate, and we are doubly blessed because we get to participate in the Word of God and in the meal that God provides on a much more frequent basis. Don't look for God in other places. Don't look for signs or miracles. Jesus repeatedly condemns the Jews for such ideas. He says, Jews look for signs and Greeks seek wisdom. I will give you no sign other than the sign of Jonah, Jesus says, who was 3 days in the belly of the fish, just like Jesus is going to be 3 days in the belly of the earth. Luther even says that God does not want to deal with us human beings except by means of his external word and sacrament. Everything that boasts from being from the Spirit apart from such a word and sacrament is of the devil, Luther said. It's from the Book of Concord in the Small Called Articles, which means upholding this understanding of the Word of God and the grace of God is something that I and every other pastor within our Lutheran churches has vowed to uphold within our ordination vows. I mean, it's something that's important to understand. God does not deal with you and me apart from his external word and sacraments. This is how Jesus comes to you. He comes to you and says, follow me. When you hear Christ say in Scripture, follow me, he's speaking to you. You should never think that God doesn't speak to us like he did, you know, back in Bible days. He does speak to us in the same way, because other than a few people who had visions, of whom we hear in Scripture, everyone else heard it through the voice of the spokesman of God. He does speak to us in that same way, and really in a better way. Because as the letter to the Hebrews says, in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Not only has he's spoken to you with those first words, or I should say those words first spoken to Philip. They weren't the first words that he spoke to Philip. Philip spent time with him beforehand as he was down in and around where John the Baptist was. But just as Jesus has said those same words to you, follow me. It's much like with Philip going to Nathanael. You have been blessed in your life with someone who has heard that call to faith, who has told you about Jesus of Nazareth. And it is in God's nature, being gracious, kind, loving, desiring for you to be with him, he has sent at least someone into your life who, like Philip said, come and see. but with Philip and Nathaniel, and we hear the story. The point of the story is not to, okay, everyone needs to go out and, you know, and win one for Jesus. The point of the story is that Jesus is ultimately the one who does the finding. He is the one who finds them and, coming to them, reveals himself as the Messiah, and then says, yeah, you think me telling you that seeing you under a tree is a big deal? You ain't seen nothing yet. And you look at the beginning of our gospel reading. We hear the next day, Jesus did what? He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Jesus found Philip. Then Philip goes to his friend Nathanael and says, we have found the Messiah. And you'll never believe where he's from. Well, actually, it was Jesus that found him. The shepherd is the one who finds the lost sheep. But it's not surprising that the disciples have a few things backwards at this point. The disciples are basically in the dark and demonstrate backwards thinking throughout Jesus' ministry. And really until after Jesus reveals himself, after Easter, after the resurrection, it is then and only then, like on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus will reveal himself, but he does it by opening scripture to them. Go and read that account of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. The word of God was open to them. The word of God will reveal to them the truth of who Jesus is. The signs and the miracles never did that. At Emmaus, the disciples' hearts will burn within them when Jesus speaks the words of the Old Testament to them. And then ultimately Jesus will be revealed to them in the breaking of the bread. Luther has it right. God does not want to deal with us human beings except by means of his external word and sacraments. In many and various ways, God spoke to the people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When you hear Jesus say, follow me, he's speaking to you. When you read words of scripture, God is speaking to you. And it's still true that when God really wants to get your attention, or when he really has a fundamental change in store for his people, he has a meal. Come and see. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.